This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Guess what? I got a joke. Ready?
Yeah.
Why is this episode like a sound check?
I don't know. Why is this episode like a sound check?
Because it's episode 112. 112. 112. 112.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's a very funny joke.
I came up with a joke. I can't remember it now. It doesn't really work. What was the joke? It was, my boyfriend said that he couldn't go out with anybody more intelligent than him because that would be demasculating.
Emasculating.
Exactly, but he was stupid.
Oh, I see.
You see?
I understand. I had a dream last night.
Was it that all children could have the same opportunities to fail?
No, it was about the fact that the Queen ran the country using her iPhone.
Right? That's great.
And so she could, like, do everything with her iPhone and run the country. But that's not the best bit of the dream.
Yeah.
The best bit of the dream is the fact that the Queen was Phil Jupitus in a powdered wig.
That's just sexy.
That's not sexy.
That is sexy. Because he was in a musical of some sort, I forgot now.
He was in Hair.
Hair, that's right. He was in My Hair, and he took ages to wash out. No, he was in My Hair, and it stood on end, a bit like in... No, that didn't happen. No, he was in Hair, and he wore a dress, and it was slightly confusing.
I think that's partly why he was in my dream as the Queen. But he had a powdered wig, and like, you know, like a French Revolution...
Did he have a beauty spot?
No, he didn't have a beauty spot.
Phil, come on. Why didn't you have a beauty spot?
Get with it, Phil.
Yeah.
God.
Look at us calling him Phil.
I've decided that this week we're going to implement a point system.
What?
And I'm going to award points.
You are?
Yeah.
You can't count.
I can count. 1, 1, 2. 1, 1, 2.
Oh, Jesus.
So I get a point for not introducing the podcast.
No! You lose a point. You're on minus one. It'll be like, actually, what I'm going to institute is the klaxon from QI. So every time you say something predictable, I will just go, meh, meh, and you'll be wood minus 10.
Right, fine. So I'm on minus...
10.
No, one a minute ago. It was minus one a second ago.
Yeah, but I did the klaxon.
Oh.
And if you whinge, I'll do it again. Minus 20. Oh,
sounds like you were molesting a sheep.
I am, but the sheep's quiet, so I don't know what you're referring to.
Maybe you're molesting Trotsky.
It's actually quite sad about Trotsky, because Trotsky hasn't been home in the last day and a half, so we're a bit worried about Trotsky.
Oh.
But the thing is, that what's happened, you see, is he's suddenly got balls. And when cats suddenly get balls, particularly if they're male cats, female cats just find it confusing. When male cats suddenly get balls, they kind of smell a female cat and just go for it and then lose their way home. So we're hoping that he's wandering about the place going, I think I recognise. Or either that or he's gone to Mexico because he's been threatened. Won't do him any good. So he's not here with me today.
But I hope he turns up. What newspaper did you get?
I think I got The Observer. That's right, I got The Observer. It came with the New York Times, so...
Okay, I got The Mail on Sunday.
Idiots.
You could have done a klaxon then.
I could have done, but I wasn't going
to.
No,
you didn't think
so
of it, did
already
you?
You're on minus 30 for getting the mail.
I'm on minus 21.
No, now you're on minus 51.
I'm supposed to be awarding the points.
You're whinging. That's another minus 61 now.
Do you know what? I am actually going to cut something out and actually keep it this week. Fact.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I am.
No, you're not. You aren't allowed scissors, Simon. Not after last time.
Well, tear it out then.
Okay.
Tear it out. That's
you'll
a
just
Queen
tear
song.
It up.
10 of the Greatest Optical Illusions by Ooh. Richard Wiseman.
That's quite cool.
I have got Richard Wiseman as my cutout.
But then again, I don't know if you can win with it, because presumably it's 10 of the Greatest Optical Illusions. It's a very visual thing, and our readers don't do visual. For some reason, they only prefer oral stimulation.
Don't be dirty, you dirty, dirty beast.
If you don't like oral stimulation, please write in.
aural.
Aural.
That reminds me of something that the inimitable Will Hodgson once told me when he went to the zoo and watched a gorilla having its ears cleaned with a cotton bud. And he then told me a story about how he had his own ears syringed, and he said it was like having an orgasm in the middle of his head.
Wow.
You should go and see Will Hodgson. He's funny.
Will Hodgson is amazing.
So, number one is the checker shadow, where the two squares on the checkerboard in shadow are the same colour. And that's true. I checked it. They are the same colour. This works really well when I describe it. There's the upside-down Thatcher.
Right. Is that Margaret Thatcher, not just a Thatcher of some sort?
Yeah, they turned her head upside down and she looks normal. But if you turn her head the right way up, they've got her eyes, nose, and mouth the wrong way.
The facial features the wrong way around, yes.
There's the cafe wall, which every time I go past the cafe wall that the optical illusion's based on in Bristol, I say that's an optical illusion that's now world famous. Yeah. This is really working well when I describe it. I'm really pleased.
Anyway.
I've got some more!
Oh,
rotating
God.
Snakes. At the corner of my eye, they're rotating. Going round and round and round. But the best one, and I've never seen this before, is the Einstein one, where a few inches from the picture it looks like Einstein, and if you walk away a few feet, it's Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
I haven't. And it's really cool, and it's true. It works.
Yes, it does.
Richard Wiseman knows whereof he speaks.
Yes, he does.
It's a duck, it's a rabbit. No, it's a duck, it's a rabbit.
I've also got a Wiseman.
What?
To be fair, Eva Wiseman.
Who's Eva Wiseman?
She looks a bit like Richard Wiseman, but with ginger hair. She's quite pretty, but apart from looking like Richard Wiseman. No, she is. But she's got a little column in Up Front, it's called, and it's saying that more straight women are fantasising about lesbians.
I think more straight men are fantasising about lesbians too.
Well, it says no longer do lesbians just exist in the minds of the nuts reader, like you, Simon, in the real-life world of pap shots, society pages and telly. BBC Three is even screening a gritty Scottish lesbian series, starring the one with all the hair from Hollyoaks. As they fade from the masturbatory male dream, their exoticism paled by proof of proper grown-up ladies who rarely have the look of someone yearning for the touch of a boy with back acne. So it's quite funny, and it's a nice little article. And at the end, it says, is theirs of patronising a fantasy as those developed for men? Maybe, but it's so much cosier and less oily. So, no, it's a nice little article. That's not what I wanted to cut out and keep. You just said the Wiseman, so I thought I'd bring her into it. I've got, and how about this? It's actually in the New York Times.
Well, I don't know if that counts then.
Well, it's a supplement of the Observer, so I think it does, you dick. It says, of zorses, wolfins and ligers.
This is like a cross between a tiger and a lion.
Yeah, in 1985, there's a dark-skinned calf that partly resembles a 909-kilogram false killer whale she shared a tank with. This is a bottlenose dolphin, you know, giving birth to that. And what's nice about that is a hybrid with 66 teeth compared with the bottlenose's 88 and the 44 of the much larger false killer whale, which is quite nice. I don't know what a false killer whale is. I don't think you only get a thing if you're a killer whale. It's like if you get the license.
You've got to be a 007 killer whale.
Yes,
exactly. A 00 killer whale.
But what's interesting about this
nothing,
is that she
nothing
picked
so
up on...
Far.
This is the first time I've seen it written down other than on the internet, and it's got a lot of different sort of elements to it. But they're talking about the DNA analysis of looking at, like, ligers, which are lions and tigers, and zorses, which they got a picture of a horse crossed with a zebra.
Surely that's just a zebra.
No, because what happens is it's got a zebra's head, and it's got a zebra's bit of flank, but it's got a horse's arse and horse's shoulders.
It's got a horse's arse.
Yes.
So you are offering up a horse's arse.
I am saying that all of these experiments have been revealing things within us and our own DNA.
That you're a horse's arse.
Well, basically, I'm going to accuse you, Simon, and me, to be fair, of being Neanderthal.
Yeah.
Because it says here that 1% to 4% of the DNA sequence of European and Asians, but not Africans, was contributed by Neanderthals mixing with Homo sapiens, perhaps in the Middle East, 500,000 to 800,000 years ago.
So I'm a caveman.
You are a caveman. I don't know if you are, because you're very smooth. You're a smooth man. If you've got a lot of back hair, then probably.
Cavemen can only be hairy, is that what you're saying? That's
I'm
racist.
I'm saying Neanderthals were hairy.
That's racist. You're
I'm
a
saying
racist.
Omid Djalili and Bill Bailey. Cooing over each other's beards. Now that beats, in fact, most lesbian fantasies, them two getting together. Just imagine the friction.
No, don't want to. whilst I remember it, and I know it's apropos of nothing we're talking about, there was an article in Mind about mini pigs and keeping them as pets. They're like tiny, they're like the size of chihuahuas.
Mini pigs?
Yeah, mini pigs.
Oh, I don't know if I approve.
Well, it's better than your horse's arse.
It's not better than my horse's arse. I think it's a really interesting bit of research that goes to show that, you know, we just like having sex with cavemen.
So I win because I have Richard Wiseman. You won last time you had Richard Wiseman, so therefore I have to win.
Okay, well, if you want to do that rule, you'll get 1 point for winning this section. So you're now on minus 60.
It's time to play Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four articles, three from her newspaper, one of which is made up, and it is my job, dear reader, to decide which is the articles and which is the farcical.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, you can't. No, you cannot klaxon me for describing the section. That's
you
not
fair. You said you got 1 point for not introducing the podcast. Therefore, for introducing this section, you lose points. So you're minus 70. Are you ready?
No.
I shall begin. Number one, The Daily Show.
The Daily Show, that's literally it.
Yeah, but it's about Tess Daly.
I've got a whole thing about Fern Cotton and Holly Willoughby.
Well, I've got Tess Daly.
Well, fine. My pen's run out, so I may not be able to remember these. Go on, number two.
Teardrops.
Teardrops keep falling on my head.
Don't mock this.
That's because you're stood above me and I've upset you.
This is a swimmer, Heston Blumenthal, who also does... chefing. And what he's done is he's done romantic chocolates and he's thought about using sexual liquids
in his chocolates.
But he said that that was too much. So what he's doing is he's encouraging people to cry and send him a vial of the tears and then he puts them inside chocolates.
Is Heston Blumenthal a serial killer?
Yes.
Sounds like it. Send me your bodily fluids and I'll put them in pie.
Yes, it's just tears.
So he thought that that was preferable than making chocolate out of bee spunk.
But what he does is he gets like sugar coating or something, so it's actually liquid to tear inside even though he bakes the chocolate. It's really quite clever.
I don't approve.
Okay. The Beauty Spot. White lipstick.
Ew.
White lipstick, Simon. Is that real? Would he have made up the idea of white?
Or is that... What would Heston Blumenthal make white lipstick out of?
Whale spunk. And finally, is this an article or is this a farcical? Bunch drunk.
Bunch drunk. Yes. I like that. And that's about the Munch Bunch getting drunk?
No.
Oh, that's a fun sentence. Say that.
The Munch Bunch getting drunk. Oh, yeah. That is quite good.
The Munch Bunch getting drunk. Now, dear readers, say it out loud with us. The Munch Bunch getting drunk.
Munch getting drunk. And again, the Munch Bunch getting drunk. And again, the Munch Bunch getting drunk.
Right. So I need to decide if it's The Daily Show, Teardrops, The Beauty Spot, or Bunch Drunk, which is about what?
Oh, that's about vineyards. So it's in the gardening section.
About vineyards.
About growing vines.
Now, I am drawn to Teardrops being the one that you've made up. And you've sort of chucked Heston Blumenthal in because he's a bit weird with his ingredients. But I do think he probably is a serial killer. For libel reasons, I should say that that's a joke and not an actual assertion.
Any lawyer would be forgiven for not realising that you occasionally make jokes. Because, to be fair, you're on minus 80 now.
Why?
Because you just win.
You can't preempt it. That's not fair.
I can.
I'm going to say Teardrops.
But you just said you wouldn't say Teardrops.
I said I was inclined towards it. And I've, on balance, decided that that is the one that you've made up. And judging by your reaction, I'm right.
You're on minus 69 points. You're filthy. 69. Oh, yeah. Always a bit dangerous, 69. You know, what with teeth.
There's no way I can introduce this section without you sounding a klaxon.
Wah!
See?
Wah! Wah! Whinging. So minus 79.
What could I have said, right? What if I'd have gone...
Wah!
Let's
89.
Let's bake a pig into flowers.
Exactly. Why didn't you say that? That was
all right, let's bake a pig into flowers.
Great, let's do
this. This is where we read out your tweets and emails. And
yes, well, we're doing tweets this week, aren't we? Because
we're doing tweets.
Because they're short. And thanks very much for your emails. We do tend to, when you write into us, we do tend to reply because Simon's lonely and doesn't have any friends.
That is true.
He will email you back and say thanks very much. Well, most of them. Some of you won't have had a reply, in which case it's obviously because Simon hates you, and that's why you should side with me more.
I'm more likely to reply to tweets than emails.
But you do.
It's really hard. We get so much spam in our email account. It's ridiculous. Each week we get like 1,000 spams. And it's really hard to find emails in amongst them. So if I've accidentally deleted your email, blame spam.
Spam.
This is from @Vutu.
Hello, Vutu. Yell.
I don't believe that @IzzyLawrence actually exists. She's simply @Sidon's inner beauty.
No.
Yes.
I'm bigger than your beauty. That implies that I'm like this tiny, tiny thing. Like you have inner beauty.
I have inner beauty.
You do not. I bet your duodenum's disgusting.
Heston Blumenthal would turn my inner beauty into a soup.
Yeah, exactly, because he couldn't make a pretty cake out of it, could he? It'd have to be this sort of like green soup.
Okay. @ChrisMorrell, which Sunday supplement did the Pope take home with him?
I don't know. What Sunday supplement did the Pope take home with him?
The people.
Ah, like the people, because we can't say people.
People, we say people.
People. Nice.
So, yeah.
That's... Excellent work there. Excellent work. From a moral man as well. Because he's got the last name Morrell, you kind of think, actually, he would know what the Pope got
it
up to.
It could be Morrell, of course.
It could be Morrell or Moran. No, it couldn't be Moran.
There's L's in it. There's definitely L's in it. It's like I've a golf the... tournament.
I've got... Oh, God's sake.
That's a joke you don't even understand.
God's sake. I've got a tweet here from Cantus.
Ah, Cantus.
I like Cantus.
He is a penguin or a panda bear or a bee.
He usually is one of those. It says, look, Izzy, here's a voucher so that you and @SiDunn can go to Legoland and Simon can get in half price. And there's a link to Legoland and it says, parents bring toddlers half price.
That suggests once again that you're my mum.
I am your mother. We had this whole moment. That's why you had to have your hand cut off.
No, you were my dad last time.
No, I wasn't.
You can't be my mum and dad.
I can be. I'm like Jesus.
Doesn't make any sense. If you want to write to us, you can. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. If you put something distinctive in the subject line, not like you have won £1 million, but just like Sunday supplement, I'll see it more readily.
Real mail Sunday supplements. Hey, Simon, don't delete me, bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what you've got to write, or otherwise I will delete you. You can tweet us @SiDunn, SiGHDONE, or @Izzy_Lawrence, ISZI.
LAWRENCE.
They can spell the rest, I'm sure.
Who'd want to be called Izzy? Sounds like a zip.
It's time to fold up a penguin and eat it.
Don't do that to Cantus.
So you can pick between live or live. We know it's live because of the email from Mark, but whether or not that saves us time in the long run, we don't know. Or you, which is supplement of the year.
I'll go for live or live. We never know which one, except we do now because of the email from Mark that we're not sure if actually telling us is going to save us any time.
On the front of this is a picture of Michael Douglas in a big brown leather chair and it says, I got whacked big time. Which isn't dirty, but it sounds dirty.
It sounds a little dirty.
It's between page 1 and page 43.
I will go for page 33.
33.
No, 30.
30. It's the same article, either way.
Oh, wow. It's a long article.
In Bedlam with Blunt. It's about being on tour with James Blunt. And it's saying that this is one of the most in-depth, warts-and-all articles about behind the scenes of a rock concert tour. And it's James Blunt.
Is that rock?
Might not be rock. I don't know. What do I know about music?
You don't like it very much.
Early on, the band complained to James that I'm scaring away the groupies. They're only half joking.
Mm-hmm.
James has strict rules. If a girl wakes up in another country, the tour manager buys her a plane ticket home. I would have thought a lot of girls wake up in another country.
I've never woken up. I have woken up in other countries.
So have I.
I've woken up in this country.
That's
and
true.
Yes, I'm a girl though, so I win.
And this one doesn't make any sense. The love of my life, she's not with me, so I get to achieve my ambition, and the price is to sing songs about her.
Right. I think the cost of being James Blunt is you have to sing songs. I'd say that was... I mean, everybody says he's awful, and I thought, well, I'm going to listen to him and see if I... No, they're right.
Did you see him on Top Gear when he was talking about the fact that he has a lot of talking between his songs? And he said the reason he does that is because he's heard the songs and they're rubbish.
Don't think that I'm like that, though. When you come see me do a gig, don't try and make it unique. I like to do my same old tired material again and again and again, word perfect. The more you heckle me, the more angry I get.
What can I choose?
Well, I've got quite a few bits. I've got travel, I've got guide, I've got... Well, no, I don't have the guide. I've got... Well, just pick, because it's here, the Observer magazine. So would you like to pick the Observer magazine, Simon? Yes, you would.
You're going to klaxon me if I answer that.
I'm not going to klaxon you, Simon.
Yes, let's pick the Observer magazine then.
Okay, it's from page 1 to 78.
Page 78.
Oh, blimey, okay. Let's have a look.
That's not going to be hard to find.
A Life Less Ordinary, Tobias Jones. Foraging from hazel trees in his 10-acre wood in Somerset, Tobias and his family go nuts for their autumn bounty. But do they feel any smarter?
I forgot that the back page of every supplement is a complete waste of space. You've just reminded me of that, thank you.
For the ancients, the hazel was an important tree. They thought it promoted wisdom. There's a picture of him in the back looking wistfully onwards, holding a cock.
His or someone else's?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the cock. But the cock looks very pissed off. It looks like it wants to go, I want some seed now, please.
Time to flop our humdongers under our arms and throw hazelnuts at them.
Okay. You're still on minus 79, though.
I didn't get a klaxon, at least, I suppose. I am offering up, as the worst bit of my supplements this week, the entire You magazine.
It's really?
Bloody awful. It's like double size this week. There's over 140 pages and there's nothing in it. There's about 80 pages just all about Holly Willoughby and Fern Britton. And I don't even know who Holly Willoughby and Fern Britton are, but they seem to warrant a lot.
You're lying. You know who Fern Britton is.
I don't.
You know who Fern Britton is.
Do I mean
is?
Fern Britton or Fern Cotton?
Oh, you probably mean Fern Cotton. Fern Britton's lovely.
Fern Britton's the one that was on this morning.
Yes.
I know who that is. Fern Cotton's got a tattoo on her foot.
Really? Like your sister?
Yes, like my sister. But there is one good thing in it, and because the rest is so bad, I will tell you the one good thing in it, and this is how bad the rest of it is. It is a letter to the agony aunt, and the title of it is my boyfriend abusing my cat?
That's excellent.
So that's how bad the rest of that supplement is.
Well, I've got Style, obviously, but with Rick Edwards. Basically a double page spread. On one side it's got the wish list, which is winter shorts.
What?
Exactly.
Winter shorts.
Winter shorts.
Barely hot enough to wear summer shorts.
What annoys me is next to it is what I bought this month, and he's whinging on about how there are no accessories for men except watches and the occasional handkerchief, but you look like your dad. But what annoys me is the title, what I bought this month. This man gets paid to go shopping and presumably gets all of the stuff he buys on expenses, including a really nice leather jacket.
And then moans about it.
Yeah.
Because it's not good enough. Why didn't he just go and buy something he wants and he's good? What nobber?
It's just not fair.
Because he gets free stuff.
Yeah.
I win. Mine is worse than yours just by sheer volume.
Winter shorts. It's oxymoronic.
It's time to slip on some clogs and do a rain dance towards Michael Bublé and decide who has superior supplements this week.
That was nice. I approve. I think I'm going to give you a point for that, so you're on minus 78. I'm still on zero.
I forgot I was awarding you points, that's why.
Yes.
It doesn't really matter. If I don't award you points, you're still going to win.
Good.
The points game, not necessarily the podcast, because I'm not convinced you got the best supplement.
What? I did.
Except you did, because I had the worst supplements.
Yeah, exactly. I have Absorcers, Wolfins and Ligers. How can you not love that title?
I had a boyfriend who abuses my cat.
Yeah, that's just wrong. That's a bit sick, Simon. That's a bit sad. Poor pussy cat.
Poor pussy cat. I hope Trotsky does turn up.
Well, thanks for that.
But maybe that girl's boyfriend did something with him.
How's Trotsky?
Yeah. That girl's boyfriend, give Trotsky back.
I'm going to get a cat called Stalin.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set him on you.
On me?
He'll just lick his whiskers. That's all Stalin ever did.
That's all Stalin ever did. That's your historiography of Stalin,
yeah.
Is it? All he did was lick his whiskers.
Kamenev and Zinoviev, they just put themselves on show trial.
Whilst Stalin licked his whiskers, okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, if you had a moustache like Stalin's, you would. Just stick your tongue out and just go either side.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was The Great Purge.
No, it was The Observer.
7-year plan.
The Observer. 5-year plan, please.
He had a 7-year plan after the 5-year plan.
Did he?
He what must have done.
And I don't think... Well, he had collectivization, which I think might have been 7 years. I think they're both 5 years.
He definitely had a 7-year
plan. Because I'm thinking he might be confusing him with Mao, Which Chairman Mao is a cat, because Mao means cat.
That was the name of Frank Skinner and David Baddiel's cat. They called him Chairman Meow.
Well, that's not really a joke, because that was Chairman Mao's actual name. Yeah. Mao is cat. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. It's a good name for a cat, actually. Cat. Where's cat come from? I mean, cat sounds... No point does a cat ever go, cat, unless you really kick it.
What, and a dog goes dog, and a sheep goes sheep.
A dog goes hound.
A duck goes duck.
A dog goes hound.
No, it does not.
Hund.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Goes hound. Like that. And then it goes, wolves, sausages. Say sausages, Simon.
Fuck off. So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was The Observer.
And Izzy wins on a very good 0 points. Simon has minus 78.
But that means I win QI because I got the lowest score.
No, no, no. You get the largest sympathy from the audience. Okay. But not in your case, Simon, because they all hate you and think you look like a toddler from Legoland.
Please do write to us at sundaypodcast@hotmail.com and the various other ways you can write to us. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, which would be cool, or you could...
Find us in the street, lick us.
You want our readers to find you in the street and lick you?
No, I want them to find you in the street and lick you. I think it might relax you.
Cheerio.
Night-night.